Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the press. It's Tuesday, it's September 19th, 2023. I'm Ryan Balanchi. It's good to have you here with us. We're going to talk about the Open de France today, the Kazoo Open de France at Le Golf National, the big event for the week on the DP World Tour. Pretty good field this week. And then tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about the live event in the Chicagoland area, Rich Harvest Farms, which the town is Sugar Grove, Illinois, second year for that event. But today we'll focus on the Open de France. It's at Le Golf National. It was the 2018 Ryder Cup host that befuddled a lot of the Americans because they very smartly set up the golf course to be tight, deep, rough, really go after the American power hitters. Didn't work in the Americans' favor. Their length was really stymied by the deep rough. The Europeans were accurate. They kept the ball down the middle. They played very smart match play on a golf course that is pretty tricky. If you've ever watched this course on TV, you know there's a lot of water. Not a lot of trees, susceptible to the wind, and that makes it, it can be extremely difficult. It can also be just difficult. And well, let's look at the weather forecast for this week, get it out of the way, because weather is going to factor into how you think about this tournament. And Paris, France, look at the Weather Channel, hence the clicks, 10-day forecast. So this is as of Tuesday morning when we're doing this. So, of course, this can change. But pretty light in the wind department. So, rain Thursday and Friday. 100% chance of rain on Thursday. 72% chance of showers on Friday. Cleans up Saturday and Sunday. A little windier on Thursday and Friday. 13, 11 miles per hour. That's a one-club wind. Saturday and Sunday, 9 and 7 miles per hour. So, nothing crazy. But the weather Thursday and Friday could be spotty if you dig into the Thursday forecast. Periods of rain, 1 to 2 inches of rain expected. There could be stoppages of play. Localized flooding is possible, it says. Friday, rain and showers, at times thunder possible. Again, could be stoppages of play. So, this could be a difficult tournament to bet upon, knowing that there could be a lot of times when golf's just not happening. That all said, maybe you want to start thinking about mutters and guys who like crappy weather. And that leads me to someone like Aaron Rye, who's 14-1 this week. Had a great week last week at the BMW PGA Championship. Was one roll to the right, I guess it was, away from making an eagle that might have won him the golf tournament. Or at least got him into a playoff with Ryan Fox. Ryan Fox is 12-1. He has done well in all kinds of different conditions. Long hitters tend to fare well all kinds of places. New Zealand, obviously susceptible to wind and rain, so he has experience with that. Minwoo Lee, same thing, 11-1. I think he can get around here with a stinger, even in bad weather. I think that's a good thing. Tom Kim is 10-1. I love Tom Kim. He's just too, 10-1 is just too short. Alex Bjork, 18-1. Tom Daitrey, 20-1. Billy Horschel, 22-1, who I think you should really like this week. I think he is a mutter kind of guy. Yannick Paul, Jordan Smith, wanted to say Spieth, Jordan Smith. 25-1 each. Yannick Paul did have a good finish here. We'll talk about the prior two versions of this championship here in a minute. Torbjørn Olesen, Bob McIntyre, Rasmus Højgaard, Adrian Ategi, 35-1. Victor Perez, Antoine Rosner, 40-1. That's really where those guys should be. The best Frenchman. Connor Sein, 45-1. If you don't have him, take him now. Still the same price. There's not going to be a lot of, probably not a lot of action this week. Nathan Kimsey, Jorge Campillo, 50-1. Matthew Southgate probably moved a little bit, 55-1, so people are going to like him, and probably should, actually. So let's talk a little bit about the last couple of years of this event. So there was no event in 2020, there was no event in 2021, and that was due to COVID restrictions. 2020, obvious. 2021, things were still very strict in France, really could not get in the country into a sporting event. So the last two are 2019 and 2022. And they were, if I remember right, held in different times of the year. So the Open, basically it's a fall event now. One time it was not a fall event. It was a summer event. And now it's a fall event again. So, opened at France 2019. Your winner was Nicholas Kolsarts. Joachim B. Hansen finished second. George Katsia finished third. And then a bunch of guys who really aren't playing great now are part of the next level of it. Tom Dietrich was eighth. So, you know, worth thinking about. Lucas Herbert, 14th. Jaus Luiten, 11th, who has a pretty good record in this event. Marcus Kinault, T11. Just trying to think of some guys that are relevant here. Go down into the top 20, I suppose. T18, Ryan Fox. So before Ryan Fox really became Ryan Fox, he played pretty well here. Now look at last year's leaderboard. Guido Migliozzi won. Won 16 under by a shot over Rasmus Højgaard. So I think you should like Rasmus Højgaard playing pretty well. Already a winner this year. Paul Barjon, who's basically trying to play the PGA Tour. Tommy Peters, now not on the DP World Tour. George Katsia, once again, T3. Jamie Donaldson, out of nowhere. He likes this golf course. Jordan Smith, T7 last year. Then some guys you might consider, Bob McIntyre and Yannick Paul, are T8. Adrian Meronk, Antoine Rosner, T11. Alex Fitzpatrick had a really nice finish here last year, T13. Joachim B. Hansen, one more time, T13. Likes this golf course, apparently. Adrian Ortega was T13. So, you know, so some carryover there between the two tournaments. I think if you wanted to look, let's see if Fitz, I don't think Fitz is playing this. Yeah, Fitz is not playing this week. Take him out of it. George Katsia? Also not playing. What a bummer. Guy, you really would have liked to pick on just a random flyer this week. All right, let's try Joachim B. Hansen. I don't even know if he has a DP World Tour card anymore. Nope, he doesn't. So all of those guys, you're like, oh, I'd love to take them. Maybe if they were 300 or 401, well, scratch all of that. Forget it. That's not very interesting. Marcus Kinault is 110-1. Might be interesting. Showed off pretty well in the States, but I haven't seen a whole lot from him since. Masahiro Kawamura, a lot of people like at 110-1. Kind of interested in Tom McKibben at 80-1. I think he might play well against a field like this on a course like this. Tristan Lawrence has been bet down, it looks like, a little bit to 75-1. This is a tough week. It really is a tough week to try to pick guys from kind of out of nowhere. We picked Rafa Cabrera Bello last week on a flyer at 600-1. Did a pretty decent tournament. But you don't have one of those names up here where you're like, okay, well, yeah, you should pick them because they're going to be a super deep play and they're going to do okay because they like this golf course. And unfortunately, we just don't have 2020 and 2021 results to kind of backfill all of this. I mean, maybe Jamie Donaldson's not going to play. Okay, well, whatever. You know, this is going to be a young person's week then. I don't think you go a whole lot deeper than 75-1 perhaps this week, unless you want to look at like a Kawamura or a Kinault. Again, those are truly longer shots. Think of this kind of more like a fall series event where Tom Kim wouldn't, you know, if he had a better field, he's one of the elite players in the field, but he wouldn't be 10-1. He'd be like 18-20-1. So most of these guys would have almost basically double their price, at least $10 on their price, probably closer to double on their price. Tom Dietrich is worth a look, I think, at 20-1. Certainly Horschel. Yannick, I mean, I get sucked into Yannick Paul too often. Not going to do it this week. I thought Olsen had a better record here than he does. Rasmus Højgaard at 35-1 feels like your kind of sleeper play. I mean, T45 at Wentworth last week. Irish Open missed the cut. Omega Masters missed the cut. Czech Masters T39. I mean, it's not like he's had the best year following, or the best summer following that win at Himmerland, but I do see some carryover between Himmerland and Le Golf National. It's not exactly the same. Himmerland is not as penal by any stretch of the imagination, but I do see some carryover here. And in that case, I think you have to think about Ryo Hisatsun, who played well in the Maiden Himmerland. He's 80-1. Maybe worth a little bit of a gamble there. Southgate, again, T10 in that event, probably worth a look if you're trying to pull some kind of thing, something over from all of that. And that, yeah, this is going to be pretty tough. So, going to be a tricky week there. Let's look at a couple of matchups here. Again, I would bet very lightly on this week. Very late week for the betting. This is not an easy tournament to predict, especially with the weather situation being what it's going to be. Could be a lot of stop-start. Could be players who just benefit from getting none of the weather or get more soft conditions than the others. So this may be a live betting opportunity, if anything. That all said, let's look at a couple tournament three balls. Tom Dietrich plus 160 against Jordan Smith and Bob McIntyre. I'd probably take Tom Dietrich there. Let's go down the board. Aaron Rye, Billy Horschel, Alexander Bjork's a really interesting matchup to me. I think Aaron Rye is a mutter kind of guy. I kind of like Aaron Rye here, but I could see picking Billy Horschel. He's been playing well. Then you got a tournament trio, Connor Syme, Adrian Ategi, and Henny Duplessis. Duplessis has played okay this year, but Connor Syme, I think, is my pick there. And then I would avoid the Tom Kim, Minwoo, Ryan Fox three ball, unless you have some conviction here. But if I had to have a conviction, it would be Minwoo Lee at plus 180, even though Tom Kim is favored at plus 160. Ryan Fox is also plus 180. That's all on DraftKings. And then tournament props, I'm going to leave that alone because of the weather situation. Again, weird things can happen. This is typically a pretty close tournament. If you look at the 2 years that we have on record, both one-shot wins. So if you're feeling froggy and the winning margin is one exactly plus 200, so they're expecting something close or a blowout given the weather. So maybe I look at one stroke and a playoff at plus 400. If you win on the one stroke, you come out even. If you win on the playoff, then you come out a couple units ahead, or you know, a couple multiplied by two, whatever your unit bet was. This is not the most inspiring week of golf betting that there's ever been, to be honest with you. It's a tough golf course to predict. The weather doesn't sound particularly friendly, and there's just not enough of a depth of field to really love certain players. But again, Baldwin maybe, Southgate. Yeah, if you want to take a flyer on Guido, I suppose, but I'm not going to do that. So that took a lot less time than I thought it was going to take. So I'm going to actually talk a little bit about the PGA Tour Champions event, the Pure Insurance Championship this week. Pebble Beach is the host for this. This is their version of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Two courses, so it's kind of a preview of actually what the future of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am will be, because it'll be a shortened field, kind of like this one. So there'll be Pro-Am component to it for the first two rounds in the future of this tournament, the AT&T Pebble Beach. This one has a three-round component. You have two courses and then a final day on Pebble Beach for the top 50 in ties and then some teams. Now, the players in this field are paired with kids from the First Tee program, so that's kind of cool. We actually had a kid from our club compete in this, and it was a really cool experience for them. They get to play with one of the legends of the game. That all said, this week's field is not as strong as it could be because it doesn't have Steve Stricker. I thought this was an amazing statistic from our good friend Will Haskett, who works at PGA Tour Radio, works with the PGA Tour, does PGA Tour Live. This will blow your mind. He tweeted this yesterday. Realize that while breaking down the weekend on SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio last night, Steve Stricker's top two percentage on the PGA Tour Champions this season is 73.3%. He has lost to a total of 26 players in 15 starts this season on that tour. Good news for everybody else that he's not playing, but something to keep in mind moving forward. If you see Steve Stricker, bet Steve Stricker. Bet him top five. Probably going to be minus money, but also bet him to win. All right? Now, without Stricker, we've got a whole lot of Steves at the top of the board, or S guys, including Stuart Sink, who's 6-1, Steve Alker, 13-2. Stephen Ames, plus 1,400, along with Jerry Kelly and Ernie Els. I would like Ernie this week. Kevin Sutherland, KJ Choi are 16-1. Alex Chaik is 18. I'm going to like Y.E. Yang this week at 22-1. Didn't play well on this tour. Vijay Singh is 22-1, along with Steve Flesh, who won recently, and I think he likes the venue. Paul Stankowski might be worth a look. He loves this venue. Richard Green is 22-1 as well. Tung Chai Jaidi has been playing really pretty solid, I would say. He's 35-1, so maybe worth a look. Joe Durant had a top three finish recently. Fred Couples is 35-1. You actually have some opportunities here. I think Ken Duke is a really interesting play at 55-1, kind of coming on. Again, has just one win, the win recently in Calgary. Might be worth a look here at that price. I think that's a little too deep for him at 55-1. Another guy you might want, I like betting, is Tim O'Neill, 100-1. He's had some good starts recently on the PGA Tour Champions, but probably focusing toward the top of the board. Yeah, I would probably look at Ernie Els. I mean, Stuart Sink should kind of have a Steve Stricker-like run in him on this tour, being young, relatively speaking, to his competition. But Stephen Ames has also been a winning machine. So, if, I mean, Steves have dominated the PGA Tour Champions this year in terms of wins. I think between them, they have like 8 or 9 wins. Steve, guys named Steve, maybe even 10 wins because you throw in Flesh. So Steve Alker, Stephen Ames, Steve Flesh, and Steve Stricker are just smoking everybody that's not named Steve this year on this tour. But I would look at Els. I would look toward maybe Steve Flesh. I think you can keep it low in any win. Paul Stankowski likes the venue. And Y.E. Yang. And then maybe throw in just a little sprinkle on Ken Duke. Because I like rooting for Ken Duke. I don't know what it is. It's probably that round of the Players' Championship like 6 years ago when he beat the field by something like 8 or 9 shots that day. Just an incredible round of a very baked out TPC Sawgrass course that day. One of the legendary rounds of the PGA Tour that only golf geeks like me talk about. All right, that's going to do it for us today on a shortened edition of The Press. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about the LIV event. We'll round everything out around Solheim Cup and the French Open. And we'll try to touch a little bit on the Ryder Cup just for a few minutes again. Not knowing anything about the lineups in terms of partners. I mean, we can make projections. Partners, matchups, all that stuff. We'll find that out next week. But at least kind of want to get some things planted to think about for next week. If you have any questions for me, shoot me an email, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. You can find me on Twitter or X, Threads or Instagram at Ryan Ballingy. Join Golf Newsnet for $99 a year. Get a hold of me. Happy to talk about golf life, anything in between, golf betting, sports betting. I had a nice little run on football this weekend. Not wagering tons of money, but you know, make $400 or $500 over the weekend is not bad. So we'll take that anytime. We'll be back tomorrow to talk some golf. Thanks so much for your time. We'll catch you next time on The Press.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American accounts. Express Card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.